You know, she was just being Miley when we saw her at the Billboard Music Awards last weekend, but is she still on with Liam? Life and Style Weekly, recapping the week that was as we headed to this long weekend, and editor Laura Lane. What's the deal between these two? Is the engagement still on? How are they doing?
They are still so off and on. Liam is too scared to leave Miley. He thinks that she's too fragile, even though his family is saying, you have got to move on, break up with this girl. It's such a strange relationship because they're still living together at their estate in Toluca Lake, but they're sleeping in separate bedrooms. So very rocky relationship with them still.
Well, a rocky relationship that is officially over is that of Robert Pattinson's and Kristen Stewart's. However, at the urging of who did this relationship break off, Laura?
So this was actually at the urging of Katy Perry, of all people. She's a very close friend with Rob. She never supported his decision to get back with her. Of course, she went through her divorce. She knows how hard it can be. But, you know, cheating's never a good thing, and she's never really trusted Kristen. You know what? Rob finally said, you're right. I'm going to move out and move on. And he packed up his pickup truck, literally, and drove away from Kristen's house.
Laura, would you accept relationship advice from Katy Perry?
You know, I would. Granted, she's dated a lot of d-bags, let's be honest. But, I mean, you know, I think she's a smart girl. She knows when it's time to move on from a relationship. And I like that she sees the bright side of people and she gives them a chance.
Well, that makes one of us at least. We're wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane here on The Ralphie Show. And Kelly Rowland has a brand new track out. Are you a fan of the track, Laura? Tell me about it.
I am not a fan of the track. I'm sorry. It's a good song, but the lyrics, I'm listening to them thinking, what are you doing, Kelly Rowland? She's completely dissing Beyonce in the entire song. She has one lyric that says, when my sister was on stage killing it, I was enraged feeling it. Like, what is the point of doing this now? You're just going to ruin your relationship with Beyonce, who's a very close friend of yours. You know, what's the point of this?
I mean, hey, hate is going to hate. Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Editor Laura Lane, have a great long weekend.
Thank you. You too.